My next door neighbor's cat had kittens.
You mean that old bald cat with no tail? Uh-huh. Oh, perfect. Even she has kids before me.
It's spring, Fran. Everyone gets a little hot and bothered. You know, the Discovery Channel said it affects all living orgasms.
Orgasms, Val? What were you watching? Norm Crosby's Wild Kingdom? Excuse me, you just finished exercising. What are you doing eating cake, Sylvia?
Carrot cake. Vegetable.
Oh, excuse me.
I need a reward. I just skated my butt off.
Oh. Hmm?
Not really.
I'm going for a whole new youthful look. I've been killing myself all week trying to drop a pound. How does Mr. Sheffield keep in shape?
Running from commitment. Here's Carl Lewis now.
Well, I'm off to London, Miss Fine, to catch Celine Dion in concert.
Ooh.
I'm going to try and talk her into doing Broadway, leaving at 6 o'clock. What is that intoxicating scent you have on?
What? Oh, wait a minute. It's a snuggle.
You look very fetching in that robe.
What do you mean?
I packed your bag, sir. Here's your passport, your ticket, pictures of the children, and one of Miss Fine.
You know, I almost got this robe in pink too. You taking a picture of me?
Well, you are family, Miss Fine. I have some of Niles in here.
Yeah, well, meanwhile, he ain't wearing a bikini.
Oh, I am in this one.
Anyway, I'll be gone for 3 whole days. I'm gonna miss you.
Aww.
So if you need me, I'll be at the Connaught.
Okay, have a safe trip. Can you believe that guy? He sniffs my snuggles and then he's out of here. That is it. You know, I am just putting an end to this whole cat and mouse thing for once and for all.
Oh my God, Fran, how romantic.
What?
You're gonna follow him to London? And then rekindle the passion you guys had in Paris. Ah!
Well, I was gonna quit, but you're always good, too.
Yeah.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, Cece.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Such wannabe.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing.
Reminds me of Miss Fine. Miss Fine? What the devil are you doing here?
Well, apparently I'm blowing 40,000 frequent flyer miles.
Forgive me, I'm just a little confused.
Well, I thought when a couple's been together as long as we have, it would be nice to get away from the kids and work so that we can rekindle our romance.
What romance?
Mr. Sheffield, you know, playing hard to get doesn't really work with me. Why don't you just go for it? See if I back off.
It's fine. Look, I'm suffering from jet lag, and I don't want to say anything wrong, because God knows you'll never let me forget it.
Well, what could you possibly say that's wrong?
Look, first, let's just get you your own room, shall we?
My own room? Well, 2 seconds. There's a new world record.
Look, Miss Fine, I'm here on business. I can't just drop everything.
That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. It was such a romantic affair, and when we kissed and said goodnight, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square.
You know, explain to me why I need a babysitter. I'm old enough to fly a chopper in the Israeli army.
Fran loves us. She just wants to make sure we're left in good hands.
You know, this chair is going. I can feel all the springs.
That's because you sat on me, Yetta.
Smart. Doing it gradually so no one would notice.
Same way you became a woman. What do you think, Yetta?
I can't comment on the hair until you take off that beret.
Who is it you look like? Wait, I know. Do this.
Hey, lady!
Can we be serious for a moment? Mr. Sheffield telephoned he hasn't seen Celine Dion yet.
Well, then what's he doing in London?
One would hope Miss Fine.
Gorgeous clothes. Oh, how I wish that I had a job where I could change into designer outfits every 5 minutes.
Excuse me, where's the sound man?
Thanks.
Excuse me, you know, when I sang, there was like those weird feedbacks in my ears, like wah, wah, wah.
Wow, you sounded gorgeous.
Hi. Okay, never mind. I have found the source of the problem.
Wonderful. Yes, just wonderful.
Great, great.
So tell me, have you given any more thought to the kind of Broadway show you'd like to do?
Actually, yes. I would love to do like a show with my musical family.
Did you know that my mom wrote the first song that I have ever recorded?
Oh!
You know, it goes like this. Ce n'était qu'un rêve. Ce n'était qu'un rêve. Impossible à oublier. It's such a great song.
Oh, is that beautiful? You know, my mother wrote the first song that I ever sang to. Hoots a lilla, hoots a tad, the bubble.
Like, charming. I'm sorry for rushing. I really have to go. You know, this is my only time while I'm in London to really indulge my passion for shopping.
Oh, you got a passion for shopping. I swear, if you weren't Canadian, internationally successful, and can carry a tune, I'd think that we were separated at birth.
Yeah, well, Celine, well, what about our project?
You know, I'll let you know. I'm just, like, not ready to make a commitment.
How's it feel, baby?
So, what do you want to do now?
Oh, I'll tell you, after the day we had today, all I want to do is take off my clothes and get into bed.
Tired?
No. Oh, Mr. Sheffield. Mr. Sheffield. Where'd he go?
It's fine. I can't. I'm sorry. I just can't.
Mr. Sheffield, is there something that you haven't told me? Something that might have happened in the Falklands?
No, of course not. I'm talking about this. I'm talking about what we're about to do. It just all seems wrong.
Well, you know, now I don't know if I'm coming or going. I mean, you keep giving me mixed messages. You act like you want me.
Well, of course I want you. You're a very sexy, beautiful woman.
You know, now would be a good time to end this argument.
It's fine. Don't you see? Don't you see what we were about to do? It was a very serious step to take. Oh, you're not just a one-night stand.
Me? Oh, yeah, no, of course not. Well, Spencer Sheffield, you know, I always thought that we were going to end up together, but if it ain't gonna happen now, it ain't gonna happen.
No, I didn't say it'll never happen.
Well, I think that my chances are only going to decrease as I slowly morph into Yetta. 4 years, it's enough already. I can't take it anymore. It's too difficult. I'm out of here.
Look, Miss Fine, I am not giving in to my urges. The stakes are far too high. I'm a bloody gentleman after all. Yes, what is it? Miss Fine, don't go.
I'm sorry, I can't take it anymore. It's over.
Niles just had a heart attack.
I can't believe Niles had a heart attack. Why did I ever leave home? Why did I ever go to London?
Miss Fine, you can't blame yourself.
Was I talking to you?
Sexy, thank God. Where is he? Is he all right?
He's in there. I don't know, Maxwell. Everything was perfectly normal. I said to Niles, I wish I'd gone to England with you. And he said, oh, sure, you could have visited your old neighborhood, Stonehenge. And I said, oh, you mean the place where the rocks are older than yours? And then the scariest thing happened.
He had the heart attack.
No, not yet. There I was, waiting for a zinger, and nothing. I even set him up again. I said, don't make me get ugly. But his eyes just rolled up into his head, and he collapsed on the floor.
Leave me!
Hector, who is she?
Doctor, I'm Maxwell Sheffield, Niall's employer. How is he?
Well, he suffered a mild heart attack, but I'm very optimistic. Come on, you can see him.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield, look, he looks so helpless.
Oh, Doctor, listen, this man has stood by me my whole life. You have to help him, whatever it takes. Money is no object.
Oh, God, look at him. How could he not have dyed his eyebrows, too?
He's going to be fine. He just needs to cut down on the goose liver pate, the brie, and the chocolate mousse.
So this Godiva would be poison for him. But it'll help us through this stressful time.
So, Doctor, is he comfortable?
He's on 10 milligrams of morphine.
Oh, he's Cheech and Chong comfortable.
Miss Fine.
Mr. Sheffield.
Miss Fine, I just wanted to say how much I appreciate your standing by me at this difficult time.
Well, let's just get something straight. I'm not staying here for you. While Niles is in the hospital, I just want to make sure that the children have a home-cooked meal.
And when you cook tonight's meal, please do remember the action figure. We still don't have a Yoda.
Well, excuse me for ordering in. It's just that I did have a whole house to clean.
I'm done with the toilets, and I'm never having boys.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't send Brighton and Maggie to pick up my dry cleaning.
Don't be ridiculous. Okay, get upstairs. Look! Oh, Miss Babcock. Hey, would you like a cup of coffee?
That is not coffee, it's gravy.
Oh, thank you, Nanny Fine. I miss him so much. Oh.
You know, I was gonna make a highball in a dribble cup, but it's so messy and, well, the kids are all busy.
I know everyone thought Niles and I hated each other, but that's the only way I can have a relationship. When you really get to know me, I'm not a well woman.
I know.
And look, you're being so sweet. I really should find a way to repay you. But I won't. It's just not who I am.
Hi, Doc. I bought Niall some homemade fudge. Can he eat that yet? No.
No.
Oh, Niles. Look at you, so sweet. I wish there was something I could do for you. Everything is such a mess. I wish you were awake so I could talk to you about Mr. Sheffield. You wanted us to get together even more than Ma. Well, maybe not more than Ma. Look how sweet you look. What's going on in that little head of yours? Oh, come on, Mr. Sheffield. It's been 22 years. Can't you tell me that you love me already?
Miss Fine. I'm concerned about the children.
But Gracie's 40.
Maxwell, I'm sorry I'm late, but my date kept me out all night.
Oh, did he change the locks on you again?
Actually, I didn't even have a date. I lied to make you jealous. Did it work?
Well, let's find out.
Wait a minute. I thought you two hated each other.
Oh, it's fine. You're no Niles. You don't know everything that goes on in this house.
Oh, Miss Fine, I'm sorry. I'll wait outside.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Sheffield. You can stay. We can share Niles. He's like our love child. Well, you know, it's very nice of you to bring him something, but you know he cannot have sweets.
No, it's just dried fruit.
Oh, well, that he can have.
It's fine. It's so strange seeing him lying there like this. You know, even since we were children, he's always been my protector. He helped me get through Eton. I wasn't much of a scholar. He helped me get girls.
Yeah, well, a guy with a bubble is a major turn-on.
You know, Miss Fine, when he gets well, things are going to be different. Mm-hmm. For a start, I'm going to give Niles Saturdays off. No, I'll need him Saturdays.
I'll tell you, it really makes you think, doesn't it? How unpredictable life can be.
Oh, that's right. That's why you have to live every day to the fullest.
Mm-hmm. Never know when it's going to be your last.
Nope.
Niles, oh, I'm so glad you're awake. How are you feeling?
Is there anything I can get for you?
Well, I would like another pillow.
All of us here at The Nanny want to thank you for 100 fabulous episodes. We couldn't have done it without you. Here's to 100 more. Ma!